Considering all four of the historical timelines together, although large strides have been made, many challenges remain in the struggle for equal educational opportunity. In the areas of race, gender, and children with disabilities, there have been important improvements in education since the 19th century. Yet unequal educational opportunities continue to plague American schools. Although school segregation is now illegal, there is evidence of school segregation today, as Latino and Black students are more likely to attend schools with a high concentration of low-income students. There's also evidence that the educational attainment of immigrants or foreign-born Americans is less than that of native-born Americans. Furthermore, while the history of Mexican-American, Native American, and Asian American schooling shows improvement via desegregation and decreased discrimination, it also highlights serious issues regarding the responsibility of schools to preserve language and cultural traditions. Important questions remain unanswered, such as, should public schools try to change or Americanize the culture of immigrant students? Or should they preserve the cultures of immigrants, Mexican-American, Native American, and Asian American students? Additionally, should public schools try to eradicate the language of non-English-speaking students? Or should they preserve the home language of non-English-speaking students?